One of the first things Say Out First Nation artist Bearhorn carved was a small killer whale made of red cedar. He was 8. He learned the traditional art of wood carving from his father Doug Lafortune, a celebrated artist known for his impactful creations, including towering totem poles that grace Vancouver Island. The art form quickly became a family tradition, culminating in collaborative projects like the 30-foot Winged Coast Salish-style totem pole erected for Butchart Garden's centennial anniversary in 2004. Now, at 43, Horn is tackling the restoration of 5 9-foot-tall totem poles that serve as welcoming beacons to Sauniton Village. These poles, commissioned in 2012 by the Sauniton Village Association, represent a core value important to local First Nations people, with symbols like the heron, eagle, orca, raven and the thunderbird protector. Doug Lafortune and Bear Horn inspecting the totem pole. Harry Coro, Peninsula News Review. Horn has set up shop at the parking lot near Hell, HILEC Park, where, with music filling the air, he is currently working on restoring the protector totem pole, which stands near the Central Saanich Fire Hall on Newton Cross Road. "It's an honor to restore the Welcome to Sauniton Village signs that my father originally designed and carved," said Bear. "I'm proud to carry on his legacy and maintain the high standard he set through his work." Lafortune, now 71, visited the makeshift restoration shop with his wife, Kathy, on July 22, the first day of the project. He noted that traditionally, totem poles were not renovated. "They were left up and when they fell over, they were left there," he explained. "Back to the earth where they came from." Horn believes restoring this group of totem poles serves a different purpose. "I think it's kind of a monument for the community representation of our territory and our ancestors, and so I think it's a good idea to keep it revitalized," he said. The public is invited to witness Horn's artistry in action, Tuesday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., until July 31 or until the first welcome sign is restored. Restoring the sign in the community at Hell, HILEC Park gives people a chance to witness the process, and it allows me to share my art, teachings, and culture while representing my community of Say Out and the WSANEC people, said Bear. Adding to the family affair, Horn's 16-year-old daughter, Avery, will also be assisting with the project, ensuring the continuation of this important artistic tradition. In the coming months, Horn plans to restore the remaining 4 welcome signs located on Mount Newton Cross Road, East Saanich Road and in Centennial Park. The restoration project was commissioned by the District of Central Saanich.